Here's a quick little thought about postal code titles. One of my favorite photographers is Jay Dussard, and a number of years ago we were preparing to publish a portfolio of his work in Lenswork, and I'd sent him a proof of his pages for him to approve. And he immediately got back to me and asked me to change the abbreviations I used in his titles. For example, there was an image called Jerome, AZ, which obviously is for Arizona. And he asked me to change it from AZ to the word Arizona. He explained AZ is not a location, it's a postal code. And I couldn't fault him on the logic. I mean, sometimes you can illustrate points like this by pushing them to the extreme. Rather than the postal code AZ standing for the state of Arizona, maybe we should title all of our prints with the zip code we were in. So it would be Jerome AZ 86331. Wouldn't that be more accurate than just Jerome, Arizona? Or as far as that goes, if you really want to get down to titling your images with super accuracy, why not include the latitude and longitude of where you were standing when you made the picture? How important is that information? Or is it sufficient to just say Jerome, Arizona, and then maybe the year? That's what lots of photographers do. But ever since I had that conversation with Dussard, I've become sensitive to the idea that the postal code abbreviation for the state is used in the title of so many photographs. And here in Lenswork, when we publish something like that, we always write out the state or the province or the prefecture. But that begs an even larger question about titling prints in general. Not everybody does this. I know some photographers title their prints with their inventory code number, so that they can find that file instantly. If someone calls up and says, gee, I'd like to buy that print or whatever, they can look it up instantly rather than just having a generic location like Jerome, Arizona. And then there's, of course, the ubiquitous untitled number 456, which has always struck me as an odd bit of nomenclature because, of course, untitled number 456 is actually titled untitled number 456. However you decide to title your images, I guess the lesson here is it's worth thinking carefully about. Dussard had thought carefully about the abbreviation AZ and decided, no, that was not right for his work. And when he explained his logic about it being a postal code, not a location, his logic influenced my thinking, so I stopped using the two-state abbreviation in my titles, too. I think it makes a lot of sense. Except for the one project I have, which is pictures of rural post offices, in which case I use not only the postal code, but also the zip code. But that sort of made sense in the context of the rest of the project.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.